Dear people who keep company with God, I had a dream in which I was in the field behind our church building. I heard a sound, and it was a Saint Bernard who appeared to be rabid charging toward me. I knew the dog was capable of killing me. I had in my hand a devotional on the blood of Christ that I am currently reading. I took the book and vigorously swung at the dog and ordered it to leave. As I was doing this, I was thinking, this is just a book. It is no weapon to defend myself against this dog. At that, the dream ended and I woke up with my heart pounding. When I got over the emotions, I remembered a movie titled Cujo that came out in the early 80s. I looked up the movie in Wikipedia, and below is an excerpt from the article. Quote, Cujo, 1981, is a psychological horror novel by Stephen King. The novel was made into a film of the same name in 1983. It was about a family who was terrorized by Cujo, a rabid Saint Bernard. The thing that stuck out to me was the fact that it was a psychological horror. I believe that is what the Lord was revealing in the dream. The enemy is attacking people psychologically, which means he is attacking people in the realm of their mind and emotions. The Lord has given us a weapon against these attacks, the blood of Jesus Christ. I thought of the Passover ceremony, which was God's provision for deliverance and salvation for Israel, Exodus 12:21-27. The father of each family had to kill a lamb and catch its blood in a container. The blood then had to be applied to the doorway of the home. This is how we can protect our minds from the psychological attacks by the enemy. We apply the blood of Christ to the doorway of our mind. Mark 15:17-18. They dressed him up in purple, and after twisting a crown of thorns, they put it on him, and they began to acclaim him, Hail, King of the Jews! They kept beating his head with a reed and spitting on him, and kneeling and bowing before him. Scalp and head wounds bleed a lot. Then the soldiers put that crown of thorns on Jesus' head and kept beating him in the head. His blood flowed profusely for the healing, deliverance, and psychological protection, 1 Thessalonians 5:8, of our mind and emotions. But we must apply the blood. As in the Passover ceremony, the blood had to be applied to the door for it to protect the home. Psalm 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. There have been some excesses and abuses when it comes to faith confession. However, when it comes to confession concerning the blood of Jesus, there has been outright neglect. The Bible tells us we overcome Satan by the blood of Christ, our testimony, and not loving our self-life, Revelation 12:11. We apply the blood to our lives by confession. We confess or say we are redeemed from the hand of the enemy by the finished work of the cross, Colossians 2:13-15. This applies to every area of our lives, including our minds and emotions. I had a devotional on the blood of Jesus that I used against the Cujo demon. The word devotional comes from the word devotion. I believe we are being summoned into a greater devotion to the Lord Himself and His shed blood in this season. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.